Climate change is a controversial topic in this election cycle, especially when it comes to teaching in school. So far, only 12 states have adopted a new set of science education standards that include the human impacts on global warming, and Wyoming is not one of them. Lee Patterson from our Inside Energy team reports on how climate change in the classroom is playing out on the campaign trail.
Natalia Macker is new to motherhood.
Is that so hilarious?
And politics.
In May, about 2 weeks before I filed for office, I gave birth to my first child.
Macker's running to represent Wyoming's House District 22. And she has something unusual to say.
I believe climate change is real.
And this.
I believe that climate change science does belong in classrooms.
For someone running for office in Wyoming, voicing these beliefs is a big deal, in part because of the controversy surrounding a science education framework called the Next Generation Science Standards. The so-called NGSS include the idea that global warming is a man-made problem. I met Macker's challenger, incumbent Marty Halverson, at a coffee shop near her home in Etna, Wyoming. She agrees the climate is changing, but is adamantly opposed to teaching that it is man-made. And then she gets to the heart of the issue.
We have the cleanest burning coal right here in Wyoming. It does emit some level of carbon dioxide, no question about it. Is it at catastrophic levels? I don't think so.
The link between fossil fuels and climate change is particularly tough in Wyoming because the state literally runs on coal. In 2013, coal mining generated over $1 billion in revenue for Wyoming, and its school system funded mostly by mineral royalties. That's why climate change is such a big election issue here. It's come up in nearly every debate, like here in the gubernatorial.
They're the new generation science standards, obsolete.
This is a censorship of science.
And in the school superintendents.
Our school districts are screaming for a science standard.
They're off-the-shelf standards, and we live on top of a science classroom in Wyoming.
At Pinedale High School in western Wyoming.
Time to go ahead and start to consider as a team what disturbance you would like to use.
Michael Gregory's sophomore biology class is studying human impacts on the environment. Girls in a cluster collapse into giggles as they try to explain ideas for the impact they've chosen. Global warming.
That's a good idea. It's a good topic to go ahead and work with.
The NGSS aren't officially part of a Wyoming science education, though the state's teachers' union strongly endorsed them. Gregory was himself a member of the state committee that reviewed the standards, but he understands the conflict.
You know, I grew up in Wyoming, and I've been aware of the natural resources and their benefit to our state since I was a kid. So it becomes a very personal issue, I think, for a lot of folks, because it's, even, you know, a town like Pinedale, you look at our economy.
Which is dominated by natural gas, employing one out of every two workers in the county. So for some historical perspective on this struggle, I reached Glenn Brandt at the National Center for Science Education. He compares the debate over teaching climate change to teaching evolution. That debate's been going on for more than a century.
In both cases, it's claimed that the areas of science are bad science. It's claimed that accepting the science will undermine our morality and our freedom.
And Wyoming is not at all alone in opposing these standards. 38 states in total have not yet adopted the NGSS. And Branch says that in an election year, politicians count on this type of issue to mobilize their base. Back in Wyoming's 22nd district, I asked Marty Halverson what she's hearing from her constituents on climate change.
Only that they don't think man-made catastrophic global warming should be taught as fact.
Beyond the campaign rhetoric, the NGSS issue is not quite dead in Wyoming. Proponents hope to give the science standards another review in the next legislative session. Its fate may depend on who wins in November. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.